for everyone.
And House Speaker Paul Ryan agreed with Pelosi in his Capitol Hill briefing today as well that Conyers should, in fact, resign. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactive, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-772-7610. That's 800-772-7610. One more time, ready? 800-772-7610.
Arizona Republican Senator John McCain will back the Senate GOP's tax bill, increasing the plan's chances of clearing the Senate by Friday. Senator McCain said in a statement today, although he believes this legislation is far from perfect, he believes it would enhance American competitiveness, boost the economy, and provide long overdue tax relief for middle-class families. Republican leaders are tweaking the bill just a little bit to ease concerns of other skeptical senators, including Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, James Lankford of Oklahoma, and Jeff Flake of Arizona. Another woman is accusing Senator Al Franken of sexual misconduct. CNN reports Army veteran Stephanie Kemplin alleges that Franken grabbed her chest during a 2003 USO tour. The big question still seems to be, should Senator Franken resign? Well, not according to Senator Tammy Baldwin, Democrat from Wisconsin. She believes the ethics investigation should run its course first before any decision is made.
You know, there is a Senate Ethics Committee investigation underway. I want to have that process play out.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Tom Hinchy. For all you Trending Today listeners, we've got a great deal from MyPillow to help you get a better night's sleep. I love MyPillow, and I'm getting a better night's sleep. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the Radio Listener Special. Use promo code USA, and you'll now get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com.
The Senate is continuing to discuss and wrangle over the GOP tax bill on the floor today. John Barrasso is a Republican senator from the state of Wyoming. He says things have been going great under President Trump, and passing this tax cut bill is only going to stimulate the economy even more.
From the day that Donald Trump was elected president a little over a year ago, we've had 2 million new jobs added to the economy, not from Inauguration Day, but from Election Day, because of the amount of positive optimism.
Senator Barrasso is also a fan of removing the individual mandate. He explains why.
In Wyoming, we've had over 16,000 people who had to pay this fine or this tax across the country. Not just 16,000 in Wyoming, over 6 million people have had to pay that fine. Billions of dollars paid in. Why? Because they can't afford the Obama-mandated insurance. We're going to eliminate that.
A new survey indicates that holiday shopping will be strong once again this year. Online shopping is, of course, a big part in that, but people also do still like to head to the mall. Tom McGee is the president of the International Council of Shopping Centers. He breaks down the numbers on where people spend their money.
The estimated sales over the holiday season are $670 billion. About $570 billion of that amount will be spent in a physical store, with the balance spent online.
McGee also shares some of the reasons why holiday shopping will be strong this year.
We expect 3.8% growth year over year. You have a strong job market, a good economy.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
basement to the attic. You're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home, sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Pat Buchanan in a really, and my opinion, excellent piece this past week asks a question. He says, how stands John Winthrop's City Upon a Hill this Thanksgiving? How stands the country that was to be a light unto the nations? He writes, to those who look to cable TV for news, the answer must at least be ambiguous. For consider the issues that have lately convulsed the public discourse of the American Republic. Today's great questions seem to be whether our 45th president is a serious asexual predator, as our 42nd was proven to be, and whether the confessed sins of Senator Al Franken are as great as the alleged sins of Judge Roy Moore. On both questions, the divide is, as ever, along partisan lines. Several times this past week, people, I would go to each and every major news website out there. Fox, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC. Looking to see if they were actually covering some of the important stories, the major stories that were taking place. You know what I found? The father of a rookie NBA player who got into a tit-for-tat with Donald Trump about his kid who got caught for shoplifting in China. That was one of the big stories of the day. And yes, all of you people out there, you Fox News worshipers out there, they pushed it. And they pushed it. And they pushed it. And they are just as guilty as MSNBC or the other networks out there of pushing crap on the American people. That's what they do. I've oftentimes used the line from Donald Luskin, the conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid. And that's what these news networks do. It is like we are living a modern-day idiocracy. Pat Buchanan goes on. He says that every day for weeks, beginning with Hollywood King Harvey Weinstein, whose accusers nearly number in three digits, actors, media personalities, politicians have been falling like ninepins over allegations and admissions of sexual predation. What is our civil rights issue? And who are today's successors to the Freedom Riders of the 60s? Who? Millennial NFL players taking a knee during the national anthem to dishonor the flag of their country? To protest racist cops? Hey, what was the big cultural issue of this past summer into the fall? Oh, tear Mr. Trump. Mr. Governor, tear down that statue. Yeah. Memorials, monuments to the European discoverers of America, any founding father who owned slaves, any and all Confederate soldiers and statesmen. You had the stained glass windows of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson removed from the National Cathedral. The plaques to Lee and George Washington have been taken down from the walls of the Episcopal Church in Alexandria, where both men had worshipped. You know what they're putting up right now? Yeah, they're putting up right now in Washington, D.C. They're putting a statue up. They're putting a statue up on Pennsylvania Avenue. To who? I'll tell you who. Marion, the bitch sent me up, Barry. That's what he said. It's on air. I can say it on the radio. Yeah, it was funny. I was in Washington, D.C. this past summer, and the people booking the hotel rooms for our lacrosse team put us in a hotel in a neighborhood that was just awful. Awful. I got there, and I texted and I emailed everyone a picture of Marion Barry. I said, hey, guys, I'm at the hotel. I'm like one of the first ones here, and I think I spotted Marion Barry in the lobby. We might want to find a different place to go and stay, which we did. Marion Barry is getting a statue in Washington, D.C. Anybody have any idea how bad his, what was he, four terms there in D.C.? How bad a mayor he was? Whatever side one may take on questions, can a country be so preoccupied and polarized on such pursuits be taken seriously as a claimant to be the exceptional nation, a model to which the world should look and aspire? That's Buchanan's question. And I asked this past week. I said, if you were to do a poll of the world today, do people look to America today in the same way that they used to as the future? Or are they looking to China now for leadership? The watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, the members of the Bushwood Country Club, are elites. They tell us that America is a far better place than we have ever known today. Surely better than the old America that existed before the liberating cultural revolution of the 1960s. And again, that dates me. I like to use the 70s and the 80s. And I'm sorry, okay? Don't tell me that it's better today than it was then. Oh, great. I get more television stations and the picture clarity is a hell of a lot better. But not the country as a whole. You can't even compare. And the interesting thing is that the guy who is president of the United States ran on a pledge to make America great again. And he won. He won on that. So he's on to something. I think Pat is on to something. I am on to something. And Pat goes on in his article and he talks about the things that riveted America, things that were important in America. And he goes back to 1962, talking about Governor Ross Barnett not allowing the Air Force veteran James Meredith to become the first black student at Ole Miss. And Attorney General Robert Kennedy sending in U.S. Marshals to escort him in. And demonstrators coming and riots. French journalist was shot. Then remember that, Governor George Wallace. 1963, University of Alabama. These were some real deal civil rights clashes. Other things happening at that point in time. You had the Chinese invading India. Major Cuban missile crisis. Soviet ships docked on our doorstep delivering nuclear weapons. Again, what are the big stories of the day? Oh, LeVar Bell, and he's upset with Trump, and he didn't get my kids out of jail. You know, people, I did a piece. Pat Buchanan's piece reminded me of a column that I wrote, and I have talked about it here on the program. This is going back to 2009, the summer of 2009. Summer 2009, I went on a nice vacation, took my family to Greece, visiting my wife's relatives, various different places. Again, 2009, financial crisis, I go on vacation. My clients were fine. We were fine, okay? That's why. My clients could go on vacation in 2009, okay? Anyway, I started off the column, and I actually quoted the Stones, grabbing some stuff from Sympathy for the Devil there. Stole many a man's soul in faith. At that trip that I took, and I'll never forget it. It's like one of those things that it's kind of like you close your eyes and you're there and you relive it. And that's why it was an epiphany. And that's what I called it. I said it was my big, fat, Greek epiphany. And we're going to do, I want to interrupt. I'm going to take a break now. Take a break now. We're going to get back and I'm going to talk a little bit about my epiphany. And again, this all ties into Thanksgiving and the country as a whole right now. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, the best in the business, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We also have a 24-hour-a-day help hotline. That's 800-471-5984. The number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back. Seems to me you don't
want to talk about it. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need: a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mill, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24/7 at 800-258-5079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home. So call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Bringing you more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show, the place we take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed and give them a beatdown. I pulled up my column from, September 2009. Just got back from vacation. And, you know, Barack Obama is president. We just had 8 years of George W. Bush, 8 years of George W. Bush wars, too much regulation. Now we're going into super government mode with Barack Obama, and he's got all the things that he pushed through and got done in his first 2 years of office. And I wrote about this one day there in Greece. I'm in Athens, and there's certain nice parts of Athens, but I'm not a big fan of the city. And unfortunately, it's gotten worse instead of better as, you know, the financial crisis hit that country. Mind you, this is before Greece hit their 2010 crisis. I was in the Greek National Museum. And again, the things that you see in there are just amazing. Amazing. So I'm walking around with my wife's cousin, and we're chit-chatting, talking about history and this and the Romans and this one, that one. And listen, Greeks are Greeks. I'm married into a Greek family. And that whole my big fat Greek wedding thing where, yeah, they invented everything. Yeah, they kind of think that. They kind of have that attitude to some degree. Not all, but I'd have to say a little bit. They got a little bit in all of them. And I made the joke in the article. I said, I think the Greeks might have claimed the internet as a Greek invention if Al Gore hadn't beat them to it. And actually, I kind of appreciate the pride that they have in their extraordinarily rich history. Maybe I'm a little jealous because we don't anymore. We tear apart our history on a regular basis. But anyway, as we were debating Romans and Greek history and this and that, I said something. You ever say something? You're trying to crack a joke or you're trying to be funny and you say something and you're like, oh man, that didn't come out right. That didn't sound right. I shouldn't have said that. I interrupted Stavros while in the midst of a Greek culture rant, and I said, that's great, Stavros, but what have you done for us lately? And again, the words kind of like floated, bloop, 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 floated up in the air like a bubble, like in a cartoon, and I wish I didn't say that. And at that moment, again, it's my epiphany, I was instantly sucked out of vacation mode. You know when you're in vacation mode where you're relaxed. You're relaxed. I was jolted out of vacation mode and I was brought back to reality. And I came at that point in time that I kind of came to the realization that I too could be in Stavros' position at some point in my life. Would I and my fellow Americans become like the ancient Greeks, Romans, or the Egyptians? Societies whose glory days have passed them by. Would we be telling our grandchildren about what it was like to be truly free? As Ronald Reagan foretold in a 1961 speech about universal health. Isn't this interesting? Because Pat Buchanan mentioned it in his article this past week. Would the United States cease to be that shining city on a hill, a once great nation whose ideals and freedoms allowed for the greatest wealth creation in world history, a nation who gave birth to some of man's greatest inventions, the nation who put the first man on the moon, cured diseases, built superstructures, defeated some of history's greatest monsters, would we become nothing more than another chapter in a history book? And I said it's a distinct possibility. And there are reasons why. In the column, I talked about our nation's fiscal policy. Back then, we were a little under $13 trillion in debt. Little under $13 trillion in debt. And what was the conversation at that point in time? U.S. must raise the debt ceiling. Must raise the debt ceiling. Now we're $20 trillion in debt. I talked about the rise of big government, the reliance upon Washington, D.C., the nanny state, and how it continues to grow and grow and grow and stifle small businesses. That is, again, that's who we are. As a matter, that's supposed to be in our blood. Entrepreneurs. The destruction of small business is, it's the end of this country. You know, the number one employer in the United States is not Government Motors, General Motors, whatever you want to call it. Not General Electric, most certainly anymore. They're falling apart. Small business owner. Small businesses build, create. And I've said this again and again and again. And it's just a fact. As far as job creation is concerned, all new net jobs created come from companies that are 5 years old and younger. Larger businesses, older businesses, they hire and they fire, but it's a wash. Small businesses do it. And you know what's funny? I mentioned, talked about China. We're talking about Pat Buchanan's piece. It was an article by David Klein talking about China. And he went back and he was remembering when he first went to China in the 1970s. And he was told by Chinese leadership that their key, what they're going to do is they're going to push for small businesses. Today in the United States, 8% of U.S. businesses are startups, down from 12.5% in 1980. Do you have any idea how many businesses are started in China every single day? 10,000 new businesses are registered every day in China. That is... That's seven startups a minute. We've gotten away from that. We've gotten away from that. And again, you know, a lot of it has to do with ridiculous regulations. A lot to do with the fact is that, you know what? Why bother? I've got to compete against the government and their buddies there in Washington, D.C., the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. But that's what's stifling America. What Pat talked about in his column, I wrote about back in 2009 as well. Divide and conquer. Partisan lines. Pit people against one another. Divide them into little groups. Get them warring and fighting. Heck, that's all they do. That's all they do on Fox News, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC. What do? We bring political hacks on the program to see how they're going to spin things. What's the spin? Reading off talking points. Not about problem solving. It's akin to like those fights back in middle school where everybody would surround and go fight, 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 fight. Back in 2009, Les Gehl, president of Council for Foreign Relations, said, "The United States is declining as a nation in a world power with mostly sighs and shrugs to mark this seismic event. Astonishingly, some people don't appear to realize that the situation is all that serious." We do. We do. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
What's in this for the American people and for small businesses, obviously, is tax relief, an opportunity to hire more people, to build more of America, and to get the growth rate up. And the growth rate's already beginning to tick up.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell earlier today on the Senate floor, where he is talking about, once again, the tax bill. Now, Senate Republican leaders are hoping to finish the bill up by the end of the week. Today's big news was that Senator John McCain has announced his support for the bill. Former Today Show host Matt Lauer is speaking out about the sexual misconduct allegations that led to his sudden firing yesterday. Savannah Guthrie read a statement by her former partner on the Today Show this morning.
As I am writing this, I realize the depth of the damage and disappointment I have left behind at home and at NBC. Some of what is being said about me is untrue or mischaracterized, but there is enough truth in these stories to make me feel embarrassed and ashamed.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactive, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 800-772-7610. That's 800-772-7610. One more time. Ready? 800-772-7610.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunter County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
We're going to add one more thing before we get in. I got to get into some of the Silicon Valley hubris and nonsense that's taking place. One more thing. You know, the whole idea out there that's often pushed that this time it's different. Back in the 1990s, you were told, this time it's different. Earnings don't matter. Nah, they don't matter. Earnings don't matter. Sure. Buy stock in dot-com companies with 22-year-old CEOs with foosball tables in their office spaces. But no sign of any sort of profits whatsoever. You were told that, hey, real estate values never could go down. No. Don't worry about the insolvent Social Security and Medicare systems. This time it's different. We can do health care, too. Pass the stimulus package. It'll work, right? It's different than the Great Depression. Useless government spending is going to work. History is a great guide. It's an instruction manual. I tell that to my kids all the time. There's that television show from the 1980s, Greatest American Hero. And the concept of the show, if you're not familiar, was this guy finds this suit that gives him superpowers, but he lost the instruction manual. Instruction manual is history. I tell it to my kids. I said, listen, you come to me, okay? I'm your instruction manual. You want to avoid the pitfalls? I'm the map. This is where you come, and we'll point you in the right direction. Need to look and learn from our history. We can, things can't get better. Of course they can. Of course they can, but we're failing to recognize who the real bad guys are. Again, I recognized it before anybody did. Sorry, well before Rushbow, well before anybody else out there. We've been talking about the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, the people that run the country. And they've gotten more and more and more and more powerful. And they succeed by pitting us against one another. And that's what they've done. They've succeeded. As of now. As of now, we have to do something to pull back from that. Anyway, talking about this time, it's different. Earnings don't matter. Silicon Valley. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about this. You know, a funny story this past week is, did you see Uber? This past week, I get one story after another, after another, after another. So Uber came out. They had to admit that they hid a massive cyber attack for over a year, and they actually paid off the hackers so they would keep their mouths shut. Not kidding. And at this point in time, I believe, I'm telling this the case, Uber is too big to fail. You're like, what the hell are you talking about, Markowski? I thought you were talking about big brokerage firms. No. Uber is too big to fail for Silicon Valley. I want you to think of Silicon Valley right now. Silicon Valley and all of those unicorn companies. Unicorn companies. You know what? I forgot to do that. I was going to grab the song by the Irish Rovers, the unicorn song. You know the unicorn song? Because all the unicorn companies there, the magical, mystical companies in Silicon Valley. If Uber goes down, then they're all going to come down. It's like pulling the bottom couple pieces out of a game of Jenga. All the blocks are going to come crumbling down. And I think Uber knows that. I think they know that. I think that at all costs, they've got to find a way to take Uber public. They've got to find a way to keep that thing going. Yet what have we seen? What have we watched happen? Just like we told you was going to happen. Company after company after company going public. And guess what? Investors losing their shirts. What was the one that went public this past week? Stitch Fix? Stitch Fix, which is, I don't know, it's some sort of clothing in a box they send you once a month. Clothing in a box. Okay, novel concept. It's nothing that special. It's nothing that anybody couldn't copy in a matter of 2 seconds, could they? There's nothing special about this company at all. Again, does it have a niche? Absolutely. Does it deserve the valuation it's getting? Absolutely not. But that's the same for many of the other ones. Anyway, we're gonna take a break right here. We're going to get back and get a little bit further in depth with this. And something we dug up out of the actual Snapchat IPO, where they're basically saying, hey, you know what? I don't think we're ever going to make money. Not making this up. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Are you living with pain? Joint pain, headaches, muscle aches, back aches? I was. I'm Barry Yarkoni, CEO of Vinoprin. For me, it was pain from a nasty fall, and I wanted safe, fast relief. That's when I discovered the extraordinary pain relief benefits of hops, the same plant used to flavor beer. I was stunned by how fast it worked, so we created all-natural Vinoprin, made with no harmful chemicals and backed by 15 years of research. It works for you in just 1 hour, not days or weeks. Find out how well Vinoprin relieves your pain for free. Call 800-269-9700 right now for a free one-week trial. There are no tricks or gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments, just a small shipping charge for a full week of relief. This is a limited-time offer, so call 800-269-9700. That's 800-269-9700. Visit vinoprin.com or just call 800-269-9700 and get rid of your pain now.
In the beginning, I never thought it would be you.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I was asked again this week. It's been about 18 years we've been on the air now. The longest running financial program in all the land. And I'm asked, you know, how do you make it? You don't take financial advertisers. You don't take people who call in and ask help and farm them off and sell those names to some schlock broker or god-awful advisor somewhere. How'd you do it? How'd you make it grow? Well, wasn't easy, but we've stuck with being honest with people all the time and pointing them in the right direction. And we've been right every single time. You go back to the 1990s when, again, everybody was making fun of me because I'm warning people about Enron and dot-coms and what was taking place. Would have been much, much easier for me to start taking advertising dollars from internet mutual funds and whatnot on my program. Would have been very profitable. Would have allowed me to expand much, much quicker. We don't do that. We don't lie. We don't lie. Not only do we at Markowski Investments and the Watchdog on Wall Street show believe that we have a fiduciary responsibility to our clients, but also to you. Yeah, when I hear talk radio show hosts, big time talk radio show hosts, the big dogs out there, you know what I'm talking about. Them doing voiceover ads for stupid trading firms and gold coin outfits and whatnot. It bothers me. It does. Hey, listen, I understand you got to make a living. I get that. But on the backs of who? Anyway, why did I bring this up? We're talking about Silicon Valley. And again, they're doing everything and anything. They're pulling out all the stops to keep this thing going. Let me tell you something about going public companies. Why would you go ahead? Why would you buy stock in a company going public where they were raising the money was not going to actually fund the company. The money was actually going to get the insiders liquid. Now, to me, again, I'm a Wall Street purist, old school Wall Street purist. Company wants to go public. They want to raise money so they can help their expansion, do research and development. No problem with that. But what is the reason? Why would Uber go public? Uber has to go public because it wants to get its insiders out. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to use some of that money to keep the company afloat because it's not profitable. But for the most part, it's for what? It's for getting people out of their stock. All of these IPOs, all these companies that went public, why did they go public? Have their businesses improved since they went public, or actually have they gotten worse? We're going to talk more about this when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff at our website, Watchdog on WallStreet.com. And remind everybody again, okay, account repair kits, college planning, all that stuff. Take advantage of it. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
I've been hiding under my skin. My heart is human. My blood is boiling. My brain IBM.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Not too long ago when I was warning everybody yelling and screaming here in the program about the Snapchat IPO, and I told everybody to avoid it like the plague. Let me ask you a question. Did you hear anybody going on CNBC or Fox Business or any of the other programs out there warning people about this thing? No. 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 You know, usually they want to have an argument or a fight on programs, but they wanted no part of me coming on the program. Got to remember who advertises. Who advertises on these business networks? Big banks, brokerage firms, the companies taking Snapchat public. I mentioned this on the program. There is a great scene. Great scene in the last season of Mad Men. And it's an advertising executive boasting on how he could get the New York Times to print Mein Kampf on their front pages because he spends so much money in advertising. That's true. And we did our homework and we proved that to be the case, where we uncovered advertising contracts between the major investment firms and the networks saying, hey, listen, if you're planning any negative editorial coverage, pull our ads immediately. They don't want their ads pulled. Pull the ads, they're not getting paid. Anyway, Snapchat, warning everybody. And I'm like, I told everybody on the program, this is going to be a disaster. Millennials are going to come out and they're going to open up these little app brokerage accounts and they're going to take every dime that they have and put it into Snap. And that's what they did. That's what the kids did. And the kids lost their shirts. The kids lost their shirts, which is that's great. Great. Your first investment experience is to be down more than 50%. Fantastic. Fantastic. It's interesting. If you take a look, it's actually in the S1 filing for Snap. I'm not making this up. In the S1 filing. I never seen this before. It's page 19. Quote, we have incurred operating losses in the past. Expect to incur operating losses in the future and may never achieve or maintain profitability. But that's okay. That's okay. Their CEO, Evan Spiegel, he's cool. And look at, he's getting married to Miranda Kerr, the model. Now, this is Snapchat telling people that they may never make a dime. Now, why would they tell people that? Well, if they tell people that, they put it into the perspective. Nobody paid attention to it. Did they talk about it on CNBC? They talk about it on Fox News? No. They talk about it in the Wall Street Journal? No. Well, they covered their butts. Evan Spiegel, what he got, like a $100 million bonus or then some, just for taking the company public? Just for taking the company public, here's a $100 million. Not to mention the fact that he's been able to sell out of his stock. Who cares if he sells it at a 50% discount from the IPO price? He got it for a lot less than that. It doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't matter if Snap goes out of business tomorrow. Doesn't matter. Evan Spiegel and Miranda Kerr will be just fine. Again, another person who got rich in a similar fashion, not by taking his company public, but by selling it to Yahoo, Mark Cuban. Oh, during the go-go 90s, yeah, Mark Cuban sells his broadcast.com to Yahoo for some insane valuation. One of a thousand really, 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 really stupid moves by Yahoo over the decades that they were in existence, a couple decades that they were in existence. That's all. He found a greater fool. That's what Mark Cuban did. That's what the people at Snap did. They found a greater fool. When is everybody going to just get sick and tired of being the fool? It's that Doobie Brothers song, What a Fool Believes, huh? What a Fool Believes. That should be the theme music for a lot of these business programs out there. What a Fool Believes. You believe their BS. All you need to do is take a look at their business model, people. Again, it's not just here. These are companies that are public already. Did you see, again, I called this out on the program. I said that Tesla's another one. Tesla's running almost like a technology Ponzi scheme. Now, what do I mean by that? You see, this past week, they unveiled their new semi-truck. Looks cool, huh? And then he pulled the rabbit out of a hat. He did his best Steve Jobs impersonation and pulled a roadster out of the back of the semi and started taking orders for these new items. He can't make good on his Model 3 right now. They're supposed to be making thousands. They can't even make 100. So what does he need? He needs more money. So he starts taking orders for these things. So he needs to constantly keep his company going by coming up with something new that he can get people to plop money down on. If I were Elon Musk, what I'd do is I'd start making weapons. That's what I do. You get yourself a government contract. You know, the first item that Elon Musk should make is he should make sharks with freaking laser beams attached to them with a Tesla battery, just like Dr. Evil wanted in Austin Powers. And then he could get the government to buy it. That could be his next announcement, for crying out loud. Keep the whole ridiculous business model going. Tesla sharks with laser beams. Awesome. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Uh-huh. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street. Sip the Chris and get busy, busy. Flow infinitely like the memory
of my dog, Piggy. Baby. You know. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
What's in this for the American people and for small businesses, obviously, is tax relief, an opportunity to hire more people,
to build more of America and to get the growth rate up. And the growth rate's already beginning to tick up.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell earlier today on the Senate floor, where he is talking about, once again, the tax bill. Now, Senate Republican leaders are hoping to finish the bill up by the end of the week. Today's big news was that Senator John McCain has announced his support for the bill. Former Today Show host Matt Lauer is speaking out about the sexual misconduct allegations that led to his sudden firing yesterday. Savannah Guthrie read a statement by her former partner on the Today Show this morning.
As I am writing this, I realize the depth of the damage and disappointment I have left behind at home and at NBC. Some of what is being said about me is untrue or mischaracterized, but there is enough truth in these stories to make me feel embarrassed and ashamed.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for ProstateVideo.com. I've made many appearances on TV with Larry King. He's a well-known liberal. I'm a well-known conservative. We can't stand each other's political views, but there's one thing we both passionately agree on. We're both guys over 50,